Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Two Post. I am coming to you for another teaching. It's really windy out. I'm outside walking around. Hopefully you can hear me out here good. Today we're going to talk about gentle in the Bible. Gentle in the Bible, or call it gentle in the Bible explained. This topic comes up relatively often, and here's why. I'm a street preacher, and I'm often out lifting up my voice in the streets or outside churches, on public sidewalks, witnessing to people. And often it ends up with people getting a rebuke, a warning about false doctrine, things of that nature. And then it does wind up with people thanking me and listening to truth as well. So because it can get controversial, kind of in an archway here, hallway here, because it can get controversial, a lot of times people will say, you're not very gentle. Now, to churchianity types, I'm often the boldest with, and false teachers, because, yeah, I do, as a preacher of righteousness, rebuke sin, call out their false man-made traditions. But to those of the world that are just lost, not claiming Jesus, they may listen to what I have to say, kind of like Acts 17. They listen to Paul on Mars Hill. They gently get entreated to come to God's holy word. And so I'm going to teach you and tell you that I think there's a time to be gentle, and then there's a time for rebuke and reproving. My website, I think, proves that. I would challenge anyone to go to my website with thousands of witnessing resources, videos and audios, and bring me an example of me one time boldly, harshly rebuking and being what you would call mean-spirited to a meek seeker or a lost person of the world. You're not going to find it unless they're of the world and they're a mocker. Then they do get a rebuke. But I'm confident you won't find any in that other category. But since I'm always ready to test myself, let's go to the Word on this idea of gentle in the Bible. Let's make sure that we are all acting according to it biblically and applying it rightly in the right context, knowing exactly what it means. And by the way, note, I did a Bible study. I'm walking through some hallways here. I did a Bible study not long ago on violence, and it turned out it was not what people thought it was when you take the English meaning today to the Bible translation, Greek or Hebrew. So let's go at gentleness and see what we come up with, all right? All right, so in the Old Testament, gentleness only appears twice. 2 Samuel 22:36. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness has made me great. And Psalm 18:35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. So that word gentleness in Hebrew is envah. It means mildness, can mean oppressed, meekness, humility. Okay? That's what that means. And that was describing God in that verse. And while our Lord is in fact that, he can be very gentle and he's very meek. He's not always gentle and meek in situations, is he? No. Go ask the people of Noah's day that didn't get on the ark. He wiped them out. Go ask Sodom and Gomorrah, the fire and judgment that fell. Talk about Uzzah, the priest that just touched the ark to steady it, and he was killed by the wrath of God. Two priests in Leviticus 10 killed for bringing strange fire. How about the 600,000 men, or just short, too short of 600,000 men that didn't get to go into Israel, Joshua and Caleb. I just did a teaching on Caleb. They got to go in, but the other men out of those 600,000 did not get to go in because they were killed off in the desert because of their stiff-neckedness. Ponder that. God's not always gentle in that way, is he? No. So the first point I want to talk about when we talk about gentleness is I want us to use wisdom and balance it out with the appropriate time and place in the right context. Let me give you an example. A dad who's almost always gentle and kind with his little small child, but not when he has to bring the rod of correction because of sin or disobedience. that would be more harsh and more like a rebuke, right? To bring back, to bring correction and bring someone to good. You see that? Yeah. So gentleness applied rightly, very, very important. And there's a verse in the King James that uses the word soft in the Old Testament, but it means gentle. Proverbs 15:1, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. So again, that is often true, but not always. And sometimes the most loving course of action you can take, as God himself, Jesus, and men in the Bible showed us, is to act out with a harsh rebuke and give instruction or a call to repentance. Titus 1:10-14. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of them, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts and slow bellies. This witness is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of men that turn from the truth. What happened? They were outside of the truth. They were acting on a way. Paul rebukes them sharply. Not a soft word there. So you have to take the word of God and always put it in the right context. Gentleness is never a one-sided, always fits this way thing. Just like all the other spirit-led qualities we see in the Bible, in people, it has to fit into the context of what is needed to be godly and loving at that time, just like God's word teaches us all over the place. So context matters. And right here, I'm going to show you a verse where Jesus didn't use a soft word, but he acted in harsh warning and rebuke. Ready? Matthew 21:44. And who shall fall on this stone, talking about the truth of God's word, shall be broken, but whomsoever it shall fall on, it will grind him to powder. Me telling some man or pastor or somebody that the truth is going to grind him to powder, people would say, that's not gentle, that's very harsh. But yet, look at Jesus just did that. Jesus just did that very, very clearly. So none of the men in the Bible, not even Jesus, were always one way. They were led of the Spirit and had to do what was needed at the time. In John 2, gentle Jesus, meek Jesus, makes a whip and uses it on men and animals over the money changers. Yeah, go look it up. So we need to be Spirit-led. Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If we walk after the flesh, we're always going to be man-pleasers. If we walk according to the Spirit, we can both do what's right for our neighbor and please God. And that's not always gentleness. Sometimes it needs some harshness. Let's go on to the New Testament and the word gentle. It's used about 7 times. Titus 3:2, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. So meekness is also used here. And to be gentle in context, to not be a brawler. Don't be a fighter. Get ready to physically go to blows with someone. Right? I have teachings on the meekness at the Spirit and Truth blog at don'tperish.com. We don't want to be a fighter and we don't want to be a brawler. I used to be that before Christ. Don't want to be that no more. I want to be gentle when it's proper to be so. Other times, we need to have a stern rebuke and use God's word in a different way. The Bible tells us in the Old Testament, God's word is a hammer, and it will crush things to pieces. It's also a sword, Hebrews 4:12, and it cuts, and it divides. 1 Thess 2:7, but we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. So that word is apois. It means mild or kind. Kind is to do what's right for a person. But I want you to think about that for a second. So to always be gentle and always be kind, you're always that way. I have a question. If you saw a man who was about to end his life with a pistol, would you remove it out of his hand by slapping it out of his hand if you had to save his life? That's not gentle, is it? Some people would say, oh, that's not a kind action. When actually, it's very kind because it's for his eternal destiny to try to save him from ending his life so he would be judged for murder and then get him the gospel so that he can find new life in Christ. That's very kind. That's very, actually, gentle, which you're going to find out means morally acceptable and useful. We'll get to that. 2 Timothy 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, and be patient. So it's the same word, apios, mild and kind. Now in the context here, it's towards those who it warrants it. Why? They need it. They seem to want it. And Paul is saying, those that need it and will listen to it, teach. And think about this. How can you teach somebody that doesn't want to be taught? It's impossible, all right? It's got to be somebody that will hear. Sometimes people need a rebuke and a call to repentance before they come to themselves, so they will hear. In this verse, Paul tells us people need a rebuke. Titus 1:13, this witness is true, therefore rebuke them sharply. That's not gentle. That they may be sound in the faith. So you see, based on the context, Paul is applying the gifts of the Spirit and the Word. Remember, go read the book of Acts. Paul also disputed and argued with the Jews in the temple. That wasn't gentle. People would say, oh my. But that's what Paul did to the saving of their souls. 2 Corinthians 10:1. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you that by meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in the presence am base among you, but being absent, I am bold towards you. That word, it means fairness, gentleness, mildness, same thing. And again, Christ was gentle at times, and he was very harsh at other times. Guess what? He's coming back in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Is that really gentle? You see, these quotes are not for one place for all times. These quotes are for in context, for whatever fits according to the Spirit and the situation. I think if you ponder this, you'll see that's true. That we're not always one way. We have to be used of the Spirit like a tool. And sometimes tools are used in different ways, are they not? Yes, indeed, they are. When Paul told the false teachers in Galatians 5:12, to cut off their genitals. Yeah, go read it. That's what cut off means, emasculate. Cut off their genitals. Was he kind? And I need to remind you, right after that is the Galatians 5 gifts of the Spirit, gentleness, kindness, meekness. Do you see Paul applying the Word of God rightly? That's what we need to do. That's what you'll hear me do. Rebuking false teachers, talking stern to mockers, gently entreating other people that will listen and might come, or you're planting seeds in them. Let's keep going. James 3:17. But the wisdom that is from above is pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to entreat, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Absolutely, amen. That is appropriate, mild, moderation, suitable, equitable, and fair. Notice it's more than just a physical gentleness, but fair, equitable, mild. Meaning, balance this out. You're not a brawler, but you're also not a man pleaser, right? 1 Peter 2:18, servants must subject to your masters. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. So context matters here. And I want to make another point. Gentleness must always be seen and done in the Spirit, not the flesh. See, everybody, the world and churchianity, they all want fleshly gentleness that shakes hands, that buys coffee and donuts. They bring coffee and donuts out all the time when we stand out and preach. And just agree to disagree. We all have different interpretation on Scripture, but that's not of God. Gentleness and kindness and meekness must all be in line with truth and the Spirit and the context of the situation. That's why people see me as not gentle or kind at times, because I'm applying the Word of God harshly as a Hebrews 4:12 sword to cut someone so they can come to repentance, and then that's actually being kind to them because they're going to lose their soul if they don't. I always tell people, if the street preacher doesn't tell you the truth, who's going to? Culture isn't. Churches aren't. Most all of the internet isn't. Preachers aren't. Who's going to tell you the truth? The biblical street preacher, the public crier. Most people are looking for fleshly, gentle, kind, cookie coffee love, but not Bible truth, salvation truth that marches them on. Proverbs 9:8 says, rebuke a scorner, he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love thee. That's what this is all about here. All right, we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end. So kindness is also used in a New Testament word, and it's very similar to this gentleness. Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come ye might show the exceeding riches out of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. And also 1 Corinthians 13:4, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. So kind, it's used like the word gentleness, and it's towards God's people here. Notice what it is in detail. To show oneself useful, that is an act of benevolence, to be kind. Again, it's kind and gentle to warn people that are lacking in sin, false doctrine, and it might cost them their soul. Yeah, it's kind to warn them. See Jesus in Mark 10. He tells the rich man, one thing you lack, and it says Jesus loved him. Jesus loved him and rebuked him and told him what he lacked. People today would go, wow, Jesus, this is kind of mean. Can't you just make him feel good? No, Jesus was concerned for his eternal soul, as we should be. And so meek is also brought in close in this topic, kindness, gentleness. I have teachings on that as well at the teaching blog, don'tperish.com. It's to be gentle and kind is to be morally upright. Think about that. We do that by submitting to God's holy word and ways, loving God and our neighbor in context for what's appropriate for the moment. We see that all through the Bible. My last point I want to make, and most important, I think, look at the gentleness that the Holy Spirit gives us as fruit. Ready? Galatians 5, 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That word gentleness from the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit of truth gave us, Christores, it means usefulness that is morally excellent in character and demeanor. Gentleness, kindness, moral goodness, integrity. So this gentle is to be kind and meek in moral and in the truth, in moral ways and in the truth. And while it can mean a mild physical character, we're not to be brawlers. We don't push people around. We don't yell and scream vile names at them. We may use Bible names. John the Baptist did. Use snakes and vipers. Yeah. They wouldn't call John nice today or gentle in most cases. Although I'm sure John was kind and gentle to the people that the Spirit led him to be so with. And he was the greatest man ever born, per Jesus, by the way. Today, gentleness mostly means that you're concerned and pouring out truth and doing it in a manner that's appropriate for the person before you that needs to hear it. Hope that made sense. Go ponder that. You can re-listen to that again. Hope that makes sense to you. It's kind of like medicine. Some medicine's harsh, some medicine's gentle. Some actions are harsh, some actions are gentle. Some words are harsh, some words are gentle. All depends on the action that is needed at the time for the person that's involved in it. Let me give you an example. If a blind man was about to run in traffic, busy highway, and be killed, would you take a gentle actions to save him, or would you take whatever action you had to save him? People would say, wow, you weren't very kind to him. You grabbed him and tackled him on the ground, but you saved his life. That's kind of what I'm talking about here. If people are trampling the blood of Jesus Christ and they're set for the wrath of God, and they're thinking, I'm fine, once saved, always saved, I go to church, is it good and kind and loving and gentle to not rebuke them and warn them? Do you really care for them? Kind means to care for someone. Gentleness means to be benevolent, being morally upright. No, it's kind to rebuke them and wake them up to the saving of their soul. That's very loving. That's what the watchman on the wall did in Ezekiel 33. So ponder this meaning and idea and examples that we see in the Bible of gentleness in Scripture and all the different contexts and situations, and ask yourself, are you using all of these qualities or the ways, gentle, kind, meek, or rebuking, exposing, warning, for God's glory and redemption of people and true love of your neighbor in a biblical fashion? Or are you mostly like the world in churchianity today? Always soothing, itchy, ear tickling to be only kind and gentle in fleshly ways that you know everybody wants to hear. Oh, politically correct. None of us are wrong. Let's all just get along. We all have different beliefs. We're all headed to the same heaven. We all serve the same God. We all interpret it different. You get my point. If you don't warn people they're on the road to judgment and hell, do you really love them? Are you actually kind? And is that the gentleness that God would have you give at that time? I say not. We see in the Bible, they did not do it that way. If you're on the road to hell and you meet me and you'll listen to truth, I daily hand it out in kindness. I heard my brother do it today. I do it all the time. My wife does it all the time. But if you're headed to hell and you reject it or deny it or twist the Lord's truth, or somebody's lied to you and you think you're fine when you're not, I'm going to boldly tell you the truth in love, even if I got to rebuke you, so that you wake up, repent, lest you perish. I don't want to be so gentle that I let you go to hell, neighbor. I hope you're seeing my point here. I think both are biblical, both of those alternatives. Both are kind, both are meek. Whether you use gentle words and help someone or whether you rebuke them and warn them. They're both biblical, they're both kind, they're both meek. I believe ultimately they're gentle because they're morally useful. That's really important. They're morally useful in uprightness to do what God would have us do according to His workings in the Word, in the Spirit, and God wants none to perish, 2 Peter 3:9. How are you going to handle that one? God wants none to perish. You let people walk off in their perishing ways without warning them. You can do it gently. If they'll listen, that's great. If they won't listen and you go, wow, I think the Spirit wants me to rebuke them with some harsh words to wake them up. If you don't do it because you're man-pleasing, you're just sending them to hell. And blood will be on your hands, as Ezekiel 33 talks about. I want you to think about this one as we close out here. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew 22:39. And the second is likened unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Can I tell you something? I love you, and I'm going to tell you boldly those things which you need to hear. And if you're deceived and you may aren't listening at the moment, I may rebuke you so it'll wake you up. Not yelling, screaming, not getting physical, but some harsh words to wake you up. A sharp rebuke, as Paul said. And you know what? I would cherish anyone who comes and does that to me. If I lack truth, if I'm in sin, if I need repentance, if I need sound doctrine that leads to eternal life. If you don't do that, you don't love me at all. You're kidding yourself. You're a man pleaser. You don't love God and you don't love your neighbor. God loves for His people to walk in truth. If you're not helping people do that, you're not loving God. You're not loving your neighbor. Be physically gentle always. I don't punch or push anybody. Would never do that in my new life in Christ. But you don't always have to be gentle in your words. You can say things in a way that wakes people up to turn them from the road of hell. As it says in the Bible, hating even their garments stained with sin. But to not do anything is not loving at all. So there's a time and a place for gentleness. In words, always physical gentleness. Unless you're tackling a blind man running into streets, then you might have to use some physical prowess to get him down to save him and other situations. But always physical gentleness, other than saving someone's life. But gentleness in words and demeanor all depends on the context and on the situation. To tell the truth about eternal life and how to find it and call people out of their sin and false ways, that is gentle, kind, meek, loving your neighbor, and it is also loving our Heavenly Father. Hey, test that to the Word of God. I hope that helps you. I've tested myself every time I go out. I love y'all. Check out noparish.com. Thousands of resources for you. Till next time, the Lord lets me come again with more truth. May God be praised.